This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver's mask mandate is set to expire February 3rd. Mayor Michael Hancock told Colorado Matters the mandate won't require an extension if COVID-19 numbers continue to improve.
We are trending in the right areas, in the right direction, I should say. Obviously, if we continue to trend in the right direction, we're not seeing the impacts on our ability to respond to emergencies and have beds for people, we can lift the mandate. And my hope is that we are able to lift the mandate because that will signal that things are going well.
The mask mandate was originally set to expire earlier in January, but was extended due to an explosion of Omicron variant cases. And a sharp spike in COVID-19 hospitalizations appears to have stalled. On Wednesday, the state reported 1,674 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's within 200 of the pandemic record from 2020. But the numbers have been around that level for a full week. The seven-day rate of positive tests is a little below 27, and it's been dropping for the past week. Still, that figure is more than five times the rate public health officials consider worrisome. Tri-State, Colorado's second largest power producer, has reached an agreement to ramp up efforts to reduce climate warming emissions. As CPR Sam Brash reports, the deal includes environmental groups and other parties.
The biggest question mark is how fast Tri-State will retire Craig Station, a coal-fired power plant in northwest Colorado. The company had planned to shutter its last unit in 2030. Under the agreement, state regulators will consider whether closing it sooner could help cut emissions and costs for ratepayers. The agreement also requires Tri-State to support nearby communities and to help power plant workers find other jobs. The Public Utilities Commission will make a final decision on the plan early this year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.